Hello, I'm your host, Aaron Ripmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight for Diz Dad's podcast number 556 for February 18th, 2018 are Roy David.
How you doing, everybody?
Tim Hicks.
Hiya, pal.
Terry Hawkins.
It's been a month since the DDC and I still can't find my liver.
It's hiding. And it's Michael Tye.
Hello, everybody.
So tonight on the podcast, we're going to go ahead and play another round of Preserve, Renovate, Replace, this time over in Epcot. And, you know, I know it wasn't that long ago that we played Blue Sky with Epcot. This is a little different, I think, than our Blue Sky shows. It's a little different approach, and I think we're going to get some interesting results out of it. But before we get too deep into that discussion, I want to take a minute and thank our sponsor, Mousemaster Travel. Let a Mousemaster take care of the stressful parts of vacation planning so that you can focus on the fun. You can check them out at mousemastertravel.com. We're ready to move on to, in many ways, sort of the heart of World Showcase, and we're going to take sort of a big pie slice from the United Kingdom through Japan, basically, right? So we're including the UK, the International Gateway, France, Morocco, Japan, that whole side of World Showcase. And the first thing is, Roy, what are you going to preserve?
Oh, wow. So much to think about there. Oh, gosh. If I'm going to preserve one thing, I'll take the easy way out. I like the bakery in France, the Boulangerie Patisserie, I guess is what we pronounce it. I have no idea, but yeah, that's the best way for me to start any day at Epcot. I mean, we're DVC owners of the Beach Club, and we always do breakfast over there, and it never fails to disappoint, and I very rarely go up just once. I usually go up two or three times to try to sample something else, so sure. Yeah, keep that.
All right, so one vote to preserve Les Halles. Michael, what about you?
I say preserve the Tangerine Cafe.
Thank you.
That is one of the hidden gems in all of the World Showcase that nobody really wants to try because their food is different. It's not, you know, a burger and fries or a ham sandwich with a piece of Swiss cheese on a French roll or fish and chips. I mean, so... That is the one thing that if I could, I would preserve that.
All right. So we have a preserve vote for Tangerine Cafe, which now means I get to think for a little while since I don't need to preserve it now that Michael's done it for me. So Terry, what are you going to preserve?
You know, looking at those countries is, I don't think there's much really in the way of getting, of them losing. So what I'd keep is I'd keep the drum show at Japan,
you know, nice call.
looking, seeing that they tend to do away with those types of entertainment. When contracts come up, that's one that I'd love to keep. It's fantastic.
Off kilter.
that's a bring
that,
back.
If, that would be if a reform, right? Because you got to bring it back.
The Canadian show.
Yeah. So Timmy, what are you going to do with your preserve?
Well, you know, I'm really kind of torn on this one because part of me is a nod to my brother-in-law. We got to keep the Rose and Crown pub, but it's too small, so that would go under the refurb. But I also want to preserve the foliage in front of Japan. There are, if you ever stop and look at the flora in front of Japan, it's unusual. It's different. It's stuff that you don't expect to find in Southern Florida. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah, no, the Japanese gardens are really, really beautiful. And they do, you know, they serve that function, right? They make Japan immersive. I'm going to preserve, since I don't have to worry about Tangerine Cafe, I'm going to preserve the little open seating area in the UK that's kind of tucked over behind where Rose and Crown seating is. Mm-hmm. It's this great little area. It's like it always feels like it's on the wrong side, because really what it is a seating area for your, you know, when you're eating fish and chips. But it's a great spot. If you get there early and you grab a beer and grab your fish and chips, you can grab a table. You get a nice view of illuminations from there in a, you know, at a seat with a table you can put your beer on. It's a great location, and I'd hate to see it go away or become a premium viewing spot or something like that, because, you know, it's the kind of place that there's got to be a bean counter somewhere trying to figure out, you know, how to monetize it. All right, so we can move to our refurbs of this area. And these could be interesting. So Timmy, what are you going to refurb?
Okay, well, let's see. What I think I would do is take that area across the walkway from the Rose and Crown, that where it's got the Twining's Tea and the other places.
Okay.
It, to me, those shops just don't get the kind of love that they ought to get. So I think there's plenty. And you know what? Let's get Paul Lawson in on this to help me out, because there are some things I think we could do with that space that would make it, another, you know, drain on the amount of people going around to pull them in and get them immersed in some things that are, you know, very oriented to the UK.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And that's a valid place that could use a little boost in that area. So well done. All right. So Roy, what are you going to refurbish?
Sort of dovetail into that, not even just the shops in that area, but that back area where there's a little gazebo, kind of like a garden area. Exactly. I know that they used to have that Beatles band playing back there. And, you know, unless you really made a concerted effort to look towards that area, you kind of are up in the air saying, where is that coming from? I think that if you kind of expand that and make that a little bit more accessible, a little bit more easy, a little easier to get to, I think you could direct a little bit more traffic that way too. So yeah, I think that area could use a little bit of a refurb.
Okay. So a couple of sort of area refurbs. Michael, you on the train with the folks fixing up the UK, or is there someplace else that needs a refurb?
I actually am going to go to France. I think the Boulangerie needs a refurb. I think they missed the boat. You know, when I've been to Paris, you know, you stop and you eat on the street. And to get your food at the Boulangerie, you're going through the gift shop and basically into the back corner of the building. And I think they just missed it, because you've got this perfume shop out there in France that could be in the back corner of the gift shop. And I don't think anybody would really care. And you put the food, the Boulangerie, where you can actually sit out on the walkways as people were walking into the gift shop or to the show back there. And I just think they really, that's my point. Just refurb it and move it around a little bit in there and put it so you can actually eat out on the sidewalks.
Sure, sure. All right. And, you know, for me, I think that for me, the refurbishment is, decisions. I want to refurb the International Gateway area. It's just not a very efficient entrance right now, and it's only going to get busier. I think it needs to be made a little wider. It needs to accommodate more than two turnstiles or, you know, entrance gates. Because, you know, when you've got somebody who's struggling to figure out how to use a magic band, it's kind of insane how it backs up there, and it's just silly. There's no reason for it. And you know, also, like, included with that refurbishment would be to refurbish some of that transition space, right, between where you come in through International Gateway and then you get into the park itself. There just still feels like a big chunk of dead space there as you're entering. Doesn't need to have a lot going on, but, you know, just a little something to kind of start warming you up for the park.
More than just that one abandoned shop that's over there right by the turnstiles.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's the one shop and, you know, I mean, it's a decent little shop, but even it is a little unfocused, right? Because it's the kind of catch-all, what do they call it? It's like the world traveler.
Yeah.
So it's got a little this or that from everywhere.
The refurb's coming.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's coming. You can see it with all the construction they're doing there.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before they really significantly make modifications there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has to, because that's all, you know, as it is, you've got people who were walking in from the boardwalk area hotels, you've got the boat landing there. And then once the, you know, that's where the gondola stop is as well. Right. So once the gondola station is going to be there, they've got to expand it because they won't be able to handle the traffic. All right. So now it's time for our, you know, this section, our replace. So what's in need of replacement in this quadrant of World Showcase, Michael?
There's actually a space right over near the Joffrey's coffee stand, right as you're walking into the UK, as you're walking out of Canada. And there's this walkway to the back there that they have open every once in a while for character stops. And it's not really on the map. It's just there. It's completely dead space, and it just needs replaced. They actually use it for an overflow when they're trying to get people out of the World Showcase, because there's a walkway back there that you can actually walk down a street and walk there. But it just doesn't fit. You know, usually they just have a giant, you know, the portable wall that's on wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
That sits there.
Okay.
And that's just a space that just needs replaced. It just doesn't fit.
Makes sense. So what do you think, Terry? What are you going to replace?
Well, in order to help you out with your seating area that you wanted to preserve, I'd nuke all the bloody seagulls.
Mine?
I have literally had fish and chips taken from my hand by the seagulls there as I was bringing them to my kids. So yeah. that's what I do. I refurbishment, you know, you guys got it right. UK needs refurbishing, for nuking. I just can't think of much.
Okay. So all the animal rights folks are going to be emailing Terry. Tim, what are you going to replace?
Man. That's a really interesting question, because as I think about it, and I'm thinking specifically of, you know, when you go into the Twining's Tea area, there's that Kidcot area, and I would just blow up Kidcot all around the World Showcase altogether. and I'm sure I'm going to get flack from the parents on this, but I rarely ever see any kids doing that stuff. And when Epcot is already known as the drunk park, it doesn't seem to fit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I have one panel member pissing off the animal rights activists. I have another panel member nuking the children. Gee, where could we go from here?
I'm sure you'll fill us in.
So, Roy, what are you going to replace?
I think I'm going to piss off all the intellectuals. Blow up Impressions de France. That film's terrible. To me, it's a 15-minute nap. I don't think anybody really goes in there and says, wow, France is such a beautiful country. Yeah, it is. I'll give you that. And I think they did a really nice job remodeling it. But, you know, given all the other IPs that Disney has surrounding that country, you can't tell me they can't think of something to put in there. I know they're talking about Ratatouille.
Yeah, that's where it's going.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's time to get rid of that film.
Blow up the film while you're at it.
Yeah, why not?
Jeez. Okay, so we've now lost Seagulls, Children, and Culture. Michael, is there anything left for you to replace?
Oh, I took out the character stop.
Oh, that's right. You took out your character stop. So it's just down to me. So now we've lost characters. Characters, children, seagulls, and culture.
Hey, you can still get rid of the S-cargo.
Just right, well, actually, what I'm going to get rid of is I'm going to nuke Spice Road Table. I mean, I will say it's come a long way from the early reviews, like the first two iterations of its menu, when it was just awful. It has bounced back some. I've heard better reports. But the thing about it is that whole area in front of Morocco used to be a really nice open view of illuminations, and you could see all the way across the lagoon yes. there. And, you know, it was a nice spot to hang out. And when they built Spice Road Table and a couple of little shops next to it, they basically just kind of blocked off that view. And the remaining areas on either side just aren't as clean a view. So, you know, I don't think Spice Road Table adds enough either in menu or in, you know, unique dining experience that it's worth the trade-off of losing that view.
You know, what gets me about Spice Road Table is I walked up there at a point where, you know, it was not busy and just asked, you know, if we could get a table just to sit down and have a drink and cool off a little bit. And they were like, no, you don't have a reservation. Nope. Like, wow. Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's always struck me as their biggest issue being the management of the restaurant being not well done. But anyway. All right. So we've done a replace everywhere around. We've got 2/3 of World Showcase kind of still to go. So I want to keep us rolling. This is going to be a 2-part show. I can tell already. We're going to go from American Adventure through China.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, what are we going to preserve?
Or actually, well, you know what? Let's not go all the way to China. Let's just go through the Outpost.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a better breaking point. So American Adventure through Outpost. And so Terry, what do you want to preserve from American Adventure through Outpost?
I just don't see anything being in danger of going, that shouldn't go. Joffrey's.
Okay. Terry's going to save a coffee cart.
Well, no, because that coffee cart has got some fantastic adult options.
Ah, yes, that's true. That's true. And you just have to know to ask for them. So Terry's preserving the coffee cart. Tim, what are you preserving?
I am preserving the Werther's Caramel Shop.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That was, I know that's probably not in danger at all because it's not even that old, but I just love walking in there and just watching them make the caramel and make the treats and talking with the people that work there. That's cool.
Okay. Roy, are the guys on the right track or just something in more need of being preserved?
Much as I love the Annapolis, I think in that area, especially in Germany and Italy, I think they did a really nice job when they tried to create that wine trail, you know, where you could try different flights of wine throughout the whole countries. Right. I think they did those areas pretty nicely in those two countries. I think I'd like for them to keep that and maybe expand on it just a little bit. But I think they did a real nice job there, so I would keep that stuff.
Okay, that's a nice point. So we're going to preserve the wine trail. Michael, what are you preserving?
The trains. Little trains out there in Germany.
Okay. The model trains.
I just feel that every time I see them, it's going to be like, it's going to be the last time and they're going to turn it into some kind of topiary or they're just going to take them away one time. So it's a good place for families. It's kind of nice. You can kill about 15.
I have to admit, 20. Trains in Germany creep my wife out.
Do they really?
Oh yeah.
I never made that connection before.
Outside of Christmas, I'm just not a big fan.
Growing up the child of an amateur Holocaust scholar.
Yeah. Ow.
yeah, German train exhibitions just kind of creep her out.
Got it.
Oh, great. See, it was on my reserve.
Now I feel bad because I just want to preserve it.
Yeah, yeah. Now Terry wants Terry was going to make it into a real ride, and now...
Oh, wow,
this got dark in a hurry.
Real fast.
Oh, man, this just took a dark turn. Sorry, Michael. All right, well, while I'm preserving things, I'm preserving the Voices of Liberty because, you know, I've seen their schedule get messed around. I've seen their set list messed around. To me, the Voices of Liberty are almost the best thing about the American Adventure Pavilion. you know, the show is cool. It's great use of animatronics. We could go on about that. There are neat stuff there. But the Voices of Liberty are really unique. And it's such a great performance because it's such an intimate performance because you're so close to them. And the acoustics in that space are so great. So I just want to make sure that that continues to be offered because live entertainment seems to be one of those things that kind of comes and goes more than it should.
Well, and not to mention how extremely talented those guys are. They are really
fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good call.
All right. So we've all done Preserves, right? Yes.
No, but
Terry's feeling left out.
Oh, Terry, you didn't get to preserve anything?
Well, I did. I preserved Joffrey's.
Yeah, that's right. You preserved the coffee cart.
That's right.
I gave you trouble about it. all right. Well, we'll give you a break here and have Tim start with the refurbs.
I would refurb. You're probably going to. I'm just going to get controversial here, I guess. That whole center area in Italy that just to me just seems like another concrete baking ground. There's so much open space there that I feel like could be refurbed into something else. You know, there's. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what you put there, but you could do something with it.
All right. So Timmy wants to fix up the square there in the middle of Italy. How about you, Michael?
Yeah, the square of Italy. I definitely agree with Tim at that one there. Also, I would say refurb some of the seating areas outside of Germany. They've got a couple of benches on those sidewalks that are kind of against the lake. And I just think they need just a little bit of refurb, just a little bit more general sitting, you know, seating area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's not really a place to plop your beer, is there?
No, you get your beer and you've got to go walk about 300-400 yards down to where sometimes there's some outdoor entertainment where you can never get a table. Right. And because that's the only tables in the area.
Yeah. All right. That's a good point. That's a good one. So Terry, what are you refurbishing?
Well, I was going to refurb the train, but I'm going to refurb the outpost.
Okay.
There just past Germany. I think that would be, you know, just make it a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit more Brazilian, maybe...
Maybe a little more whole country-ish.
That's, I think that area, it's seeing more action than it has in the past, but it still needs some serious work, and hopefully they put a new land in there sometime soon.
Sure, sure. All right, so Roy, what are you refurbing?
I don't know. I'm pushing the boundaries a little bit, but I think I would refurb that little gift shop area just off to the side of the American Adventure. I would probably repurpose that area. I was thinking more like a bourbon tasting area, something of that idea, something distinctly American.
Right, but with a full bar.
Yeah, but with there you go. I mean, I think it would just flows naturally into the American Garden Theater, whatever concert is playing. But you know, you get the typical Americana stuff in that gift shop. So I probably would make a little bit better use of it by trying to create a little bit more of a draw. And I think a bourbon tasting thing there would be perfect.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to kind of, in some ways, go in a similar direction. And, you know, I know I've talked about this before. I like this one a lot, so I'll keep talking about it. I'm going to refurb the Liberty Inn.
I was going to blow it up.
Well, I understand. I mean, the space is actually a decent space, right? It's a nice big open space. You've got a counter that's got plenty of room to have, you know, multiple ordering locations and all of that. Plenty of space behind it for a full, you know, a kitchen that can be diverse. And they still make, you know, very basic food that doesn't take advantage of and doesn't really leverage the diversity of American cuisine. I mean, they talk a good game, right? They say that it's regional American cuisine, but it's really not.
But they ain't got no chicken fry.
You know, it's pretty basic. They do chicken there, but it's pretty basic. And, you know, the sandwiches, I mean, it's very pedestrian food and it doesn't need to be. It really, I think, first of all, my favorite iteration of this we've talked about a lot of different times is I would love to see them do barbecue and do it sort of, you know, the range of American barbecue, right? So you could do, instead of just choosing one, do all of them, right? Let people order, small versions and compare and do Carolina barbecue and Kansas City barbecue and Texas barbecue and
Chicago barbecue.
Chicago borrows barbecue from other places.
That's true.
But, these various centers where there are unique takes, and then, really play off of those unique flavors and differences instead of falling back on the homogenous, it's all the same stuff.
It wouldn't be that tough.
No, it wouldn't. Anyway, that's my ongoing rant about, and then it would be really uniquely American as opposed to being uniquely American because it's essentially fast food.
Faster. French fries.
So time now for our replaces. Tim, what are you going to replace?
Yay, I get to blow stuff up first.
Is there anybody here not picking the trains now to blow up?
I'm refurbing those to high speed trains.
I'm still not blowing them up.
No, I'm blowing up the outpost.
Americans never blow up those trains.
Yeah, I'm blowing up the outpost, man. That is just, to me, that is a waste of space. There's so much more that could be done in that whole area there. They've missed the mark on it.
Okay.
If you blow it up enough, you might create space for a new land.
That's the idea. I'm not all talking right. Just so, a couple of sticks of dynamite. I'm talking about flamethrowers.
So, Terry, what are you chomping here to wreck?
The trains.
Huey's going to say that, right?
Miriam's going to be really proud that she has this kind of power.
What am I going to wreck? You know what? I'm just sticking with the trains.
He wants to blow up Oktoberfest.
All right. So, Michael, what are you going to replace?
Outpost. It doesn't fit. You don't know what it's for. You don't know what it really is. They've only made it relevant with Food and Wine and the other festivals because they drop a whole bunch of food back there. It just needs to go.
Okay. Yeah, Outpost is definitely the stepchild here. All right. So let's see. Roy, have you done your replace?
No, but that's another vote for the Outpost. It's a sore thumb. Sticks out too much.
All right. Well, I'm gonna. Come on! I'm trying to bring myself to do it, and I don't know if I can.
Oh, Aaron wants to blow up Oktoberfest.
No.
Get rid of the Alpenhorns.
Come on. You can do it.
You can do it.
So. All right, so I'm going to blow up the boat dock in front of Germany. It just doesn't serve a real purpose. It slows down the way back and forth across. Nobody understands the route of these friendship boats that go back and forth. I mean, they're even less efficient transportation than the boats that go from Hollywood Studios to Epcot. And I didn't know that was possible until I tried it once.
Oh, it's true. You can actually walk around faster than you can take the boat.
Yeah. Yep. And I understand. I mean, I've used them just because we needed to be off our feet for a little while, but you don't need that extra stop in front of Germany. And the problem is that when you have that extra stop, that area in front of Germany is the best, cleanest view of the Illuminations show, really. And when you put that dock in the way, get in the way, you interrupt that view. Once you set aside the perfectly reasonable, handicap viewing area, then you've got the dock, and so now you have less area for everybody. So I want to just get rid of it. Blow it up. All right, so we're going to finish up World Showcase here, looking at sort of China, Norway, Mexico, and we'll also, it doesn't flow quite as cleanly, but we'll also include the sort of transition area from Mexico to, Future World East. Basically, I'm making sure that we include Odyssey. Because otherwise, I mean, look, it's the white elephant in the room, right? We're stuck with it. It's there on the map, and we can't not talk about it. But so China, Norway, Mexico, and the Odyssey is basically what we're talking about.
You mean the bathroom stop between Mexico and Test Track?
Bathroom and first aid.
Don't forget baby care. I learned that the hard way.
Right. Baby care center. let's see, Terry, get us started. What are you going to preserve?
Oh, geez. What's in danger of going there? Keep the margarita stand in front of Mexico. They seem to move that sucker around.
Right. Well, it's the most recent iteration is the most permanent yet, but so Terry's preserving the recently reopened margarita stand.
Are the margaritas any better?
Yeah, they get the job done.
Okay, whatever.
Which one are we talking about? We're talking about La Choza, or are we talking about a crossover
they get you. Yeah, the ones across from Hacienda, they're just right between Mexico and Norway.
Right. He's talking about Choza de Margarita.
Yeah, the new Choza. One.
Yeah, the new one. Yeah. All right, so Roy, what are you going to preserve?
Oh gosh, actually, I would preserve the Hacienda. I think it's a much better restaurant than what's inside the pavilion. It's got a great view of the fireworks. You get the music piped in. It's air conditioned. And you get a great meal to go with it, and the margaritas are killer in there as well. So the Hacienda is one for me.
All right, Michael, what are you preserving?
I actually would like to preserve Kringla over in Norway. I know it's going through some renovations right now, but I really hope they kind of preserve it. Viking coffee is all I'm going to say. That in the mornings, it's Viking coffee.
It is good stuff.
It's the only thing that's open, and it's Viking coffee.
How about you, Tim?
Oh, here's the sentimental in me again. I've got to keep San Angel Inn restaurant because of the ambiance. The food has come and gone. Right now, the last time I ate there, I thought it was really pretty good. But before that, maybe not so much. But it's just that whole ambiance of being right there in the shadow of the volcano, I think, is really awesome.
Sure. For me, I'm going to preserve – and it almost pains me to say it this way, but I want to preserve La Cava because I just want to make sure that it stays La Cava, right?
Yeah.
That they don't get so excited about its revenue generation capability that, they just make it bigger and expand it and take some of the space out of the middle of the pavilion to expand it and all that stuff. Cause I don't want it to lose its personality. And as annoying as it is to not be able to get in sometimes,
that's part of the draw.
Yeah. I don't want it to be a big open airy bar. That's not what it is. It's La Cava. It's a cave. So that's my vote for a preserve.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. So refurb time. Michael, what are you going to refurb?
Ooh, I'm going to catch some flack for this one, but, La Choza. It's brand new, and I think it needs refurbed already.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I think the traffic patterns on it are terrible. Obviously, it's a big draw because it's new. It's got the specialty margaritas that they don't have across the way over at the quick serve. But it is just – it doesn't flow. It's not easy to get in and out of to get your margarita. The margaritas are good. I mean, as Terry said, they get the job done. They're not La Cava, but they're, one step down from La Cava. But it just, it doesn't flow right. Just where they put it just doesn't seem to flow.
Okay.
With the traffic and the traffic patterns there.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. All right. So Tim, what are you going to refurb?
Oh, you guys are going to not even believe me when I say this, but I'm going to refurb La Cava. And here's the reason why. I think you can move it across the way to where that gift shop is and still maintain, you can redo that area to maintain the same feel of the cave, but be able to have a few more people in it. That drives me crazy when I want to go be the mayor of my pavilion and I can't even get in for 45 minutes. It drives me crazy.
Okay. So the mayor of La Cava wants to pick up and move.
I just need the space.
Interesting. So Roy, what are you going to refurb?
You know, to sort of dovetail into the whole margarita situation, I think I would probably refurb that area, that quick service area right next to the Hacienda. When you talk about flow issues there, you know, they always seem to get backed up in there. So I would probably expand that area a little bit, sort of work into what you're saying with the friendship docks, get rid of that dock too, because it's useless. And maybe open up that seating area just a little bit more so you can improve the flow of traffic through that area. Maybe move the margarita stand in there as well so you get a nice place to relax and enjoy your drink, and take a load off while you're doing it. So just a way to improve that congestion in that area, because it does get pretty busy right around to the front of Mexico.
Sure. All right. Well, you know, my refurb is more of a wishful thinking refurb, I think, than anything else. And that is that even though it's gotten some love fairly recently, I want the boat ride there in Mexico to get refurbed again. Cause I want the Coco version of the attraction.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little biased. A high school friend of mine is married to the director.
Hey there.
But
who's got the end now?
You know, I love the film overall, but it's just, it's got all the pieces of a great attraction, right? It's got wonderful visuals. It's got music that is fits the pavilion and is emblematic of the film and can be, you know, manipulated and played back in different, different ways so that you can convey different emotion, even in a short attraction. So I think it would fit so well as, a boat ride through, Day of the Dead, that it really belongs there. And it's a shame that, you know, because it only made $700 million and didn't make $1 billion, that it, you know, falls off the list of things that are under consideration, because it would fit so much better than what's there now. What's there now feels like it was wedged in. So I'd much rather see a modern attraction built around Coco.
Well, you're right. I mean, it does need to be modernized. You have to always, you know, go with your IP and work it into your stuff. That's what you do.
Yeah. No, yeah. But I mean, not even just that. I also mean in terms of the attraction mechanics. I mean, you know, I'd rather have storytelling that is done with, you know, animatronic and 3D characters and less of a, you know, screen-based attraction where you're kind of moving from scene to scene on the screen.
That's so
1980s. I couldn't agree with you more.
Let's do holographics for crying out loud.
There you go.
We can.
All right. So, has everybody had a chance to refurb?
Nope.
Terry. Oh, that's right. Terry, refurb something for me.
If we can't refurb all of Grand Fiesta, I'd refurb the boats. We nearly sank.
Yeah. I mean, you're not the first group of dads to almost sink a boat there on Grand Fiesta. Hey. Jeff Swearingen and I almost did that a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, we were reaching for the life rings there. It was real close.
We're doing it next year. We're sinking it.
Yeah. But, seriously.
goals. We have goals for next year.
Squad goals.
Barring that, I'd like to refurb the walkway to Mexico. You know, put in, well, it's the case with all of Epcot, really. They need more shading, you know. And that walkway, when you're leaving at the end of Illuminations and you're walking from Japan or Italy all the way over, that's a long walk at night.
Yeah.
And that stretch is exceptionally tough, it seems.
I think it's just because you're thinking about the margarita the whole way.
That's right. You're whining. Get a margarita and call it a night.
All right. So let's move on to our, you know, our replace. What is it that we're just going to completely replace? You know, Roy, get us started.
Do I really want to throw out that softball out there? All right, come on. Obviously the Odyssey, there, what is it out there for? Come on.
Can someone tell me why do they need it?
I can tell you.
Storage and conventions, I think.
Yeah, well, and it's home for craft beer during Food and Wine these days.
When they converted from paper tickets to tickets with an RFID about 10 years ago, I actually had to use that building because that's where we got them.
Wow.
So that's, I mean, so that tells you how long ago it was.
Yeah, I mean, even back in the day, I never even ate at the Odyssey. It was just so out of the way. Yeah, just get rid of it. Just lose it.
Okay. So, Tim, are you going to join the chorus and blow up the Odyssey, or is there something else that you think needs replacing?
No. I'm going to leave the softball for the rest of you, because I'm on the fence between. I know I'm going to get some feedback on this one: blowing up Hacienda or blowing up Nine Dragons. Maybe both.
You got to pick one.
Being a fan of Tex-Mex food, Hacienda does not do it for me, but Nine Dragons, come on. So that's Nine Dragons is my pick. Give us something better. Give us something a little more authentic.
Yeah. So how about you, Terry?
There's a little stop outside of China where you can pick up egg rolls and...
Lotus Blossom.
that might be it. Is that right on water?
Yep.
Yeah. That
you're not talking about tea, right?
Or you know what can go there is the cast member training for that area.
Train them how to clean up puke.
We were about 15 or 20 minutes. We were five back in line. We were about 20 minutes to get our egg rolls and our drinks. I mean, my God, it was slow.
Okay. Fighting for egg rolls.
That's a group we haven't pissed off yet. So
there you go. So, Michael, what are you going to replace?
One thing that I'd actually replace would be... And I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this, but Duffy Bear, it doesn't fit. It's just part of that Kid Cod experience, and just the entire, you know, Duffy's right there next to Mexico as you're walking into the World Showcase. It just is, and just completely replace it. I mean, it's an IP
What country is he from?
Do they still have Duffy there? Because last I saw it was...
No, Duffy is still there. They still sell Duffy's in that gift shop. And I know it's a huge property for them for their overseas market, but
Duffy's beloved in Japan, but really no place else.
Right.
If they're going to use him,
right,
he belongs over by Japan.
I mean, but it just, so that's my thing. It's just, yep, I'm on a slash and burn the characters, I guess, today in the World Showcase.
Well, I'm gonna climb on to the bandwagon with Timmy here, because Nine Dragons has got to go. It's an embarrassment. I mean, you can't have the restaurant, the sit down restaurant that represents the cuisine of what it's got to be 20% of the world's population, mm-hmm. and have it be food that's so bad that it's been the running butt of jokes in Walt Disney World for over a decade.
4 years.
It's just ridiculous. Blow it up, start over, and, you know, nuke it from space, because it's got to be, you got to get rid of everything and start over, because over this long a period of time, it should have been able to fix itself. And if it hasn't, then you need to be more drastic about what you do, because there's something inherently wrong with the location if it still can't recover.
It's an exorcism that needs to happen, is what you're saying.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying divine intervention may be necessary.
I need a young priest and an old priest.
All right. Well, we have one pocket of Epcot. Well, two really to deal with, because there's one that I kind of almost couldn't figure out how to handle. So we'll finish with that one. But first, really a pretty lively area of the park that's already getting some, you know, significant change. But we've got this Future World East side with Universe of Energy that's already kind of in progress of its replacement, Test Track, and Mission Space. So, who am I going to make go first? Timmy. What are you gonna preserve out of that?
What am I gonna preserve? Well,
challenging. What are you gonna preserve out of an area in transition?
Yeah, that's tough. Okay, so no. I'm gonna change my mind. I keep changing my mind on this one. Simply because it's the only place I've ever watched them perform as jammeters.
Okay.
And I enjoy that show a lot. And everything else is, yeah, I don't see, like, Test Track's not going to be on the chocolate block. They've just refurbed that. Universe of Energy, like you said, is undergoing its thing. And Mission Space has just undergone its thing. I don't see those going anywhere. So let's keep jammeters.
Okay, so Timmy's going to save some live entertainment. I think that's actually quite a good choice. Roy, how about you? What are you going to preserve?
I'd say you keep Mission Space Orange. I know everybody gets sick on it, but that is what makes that ride so unique. I love that ride, so I don't want anyone messing with that. All the kids who can't handle that kind of stuff, go on the other side, that's fine. I'll go on the orange side any day.
Oh, they already did mess with that. They've messed with it a lot.
Yes, they did.
Ah, no, and it kills me. Absolutely kills me. Leave it the way it is. It's, yes, you're right. There's a reason why there are warnings on there, but that's what makes that ride unique. So, yeah. You know, you're going to get sick. Yeah, I get nauseous every time I come off of it, but it's a rush. I love it.
It's a well-earned nausea.
Yes, it is.
All right. So, Michael, what are you preserving?
I'm going to preserve. There's a little ice cream shop stand right outside of Test Track, as you're walking down that walkway into Test Track, and they have all sorts of seasonal specialties, and they change their menu about once a year, come out with different things. And just being at Epcot in the summer in the concrete jungle, you know, getting ice cream usually with some fresh fruit and something else in it is usually pretty good. And that's something that, you know, it's one of these things where one of these days I'm going to blink and it's going to be gone.
Sure. All right. So Terry, what are you preserving?
The vehicle design area for Test Track. I'd like to not only preserve it, I'd like to bring it home. That's to me the funnest part of the ride is that, and I don't understand why they don't have that online.
Yeah. Well, so I want to preserve. This is a tough call, but I'm going to actually go with Roy here. I'm going to preserve Mission Space Orange, just because, you know, I want to make sure that the intense version of the attraction hangs around. And I'm glad that they have the alternative as well. But, you know, I know it's always tempting when you've got an attraction like that to just make it easier for everybody and dumb the whole thing down. And I'm glad they've resisted it so far. And so I'm going to preserve in hopes of continuing that.
Okay, I got a question for you on Mission Space here.
Sure.
Greenside. How much did that used to move before the refurb?
The most recent one?
Same.
I
So before the most recent refurb,
because I've ridden it since.
Yeah. The green side, basically it moved, but it didn't spin.
Yeah. It would rock you back. It would rock you back and forth. So you'd get some of that motion. Right. When it first opened, Terry, there was no green and red or green and orange. It was all just one.
Right.
And they were both the same.
Okay. I've only ever ridden orange until this last trip where I rode green, and green, actually, I was surprised with the amount of movement that I was having on green.
Right. It still and moves. It just doesn't spin.
It seemed like it was in between. It was.
Isn't it kind of more like a simulator now?
Well, it's always been a simulator, but.
Well, I mean, just a Star Tours type simulator. It's not really moving anywhere. It's just bouncing you around.
Yeah, you go up to space, you come back to Earth, and I was like, Hearts. Okay.
All right.
Okay, that was just my question there on that.
Okay, so we've all preserved, right? Michael, what are you going to refurbish?
I actually like to refurb test track itself. It's kind of like kind of like an in between. I mean, you got the track is still, if you remember before they did the refurb, when you were the crash test dummy, it's still the same track. And the trucks are still there. Everything's still there. It just, the ride itself just needs a refurb. It needs a better theme. And it just needs to flow a little bit better.
Sure. I agree. And now that you've stolen mine, I've got to think while I go over to Tim for his answer.
Ooh, that is a tough one. If I was going to refurb something, I would refurb the area between Mission Space and Universe of Energy. It's a big empty space where they could do something. And I don't even know if there's an ice cream stand or anything along the way anymore. So I think that's the area that I would refurb.
Okay. So we've got some environmental refurbishment that Tim's going to do here. Roy, what are you going to refurbish?
I think I would refurbish the end of the test track ride. I mean, it obviously is one huge commercial for Chevrolet. I get it. But do I really want to make my own commercial about it? I mean, the competitive guy in me, like whether I'm on Buzz Lightyear or on Toy Story Mania, part of the allure for that is knowing that my name is going to be up there for at least a day if I got the high score. So if I'm going to take the time to make my car as good as it can be, I want my name up there for at least a day or two, just to say that, hey, I know how to make a car.
Right.
But, you know, again, to sit there and make my own commercial and then to go through what equates to nothing but one big showroom, I'm like, I get it. You know, you're sponsoring there, but, you know, make it a little bit more fun for me.
Okay. Let's see. Terry, what are you going to refurbish?
So we've refurbished test track, refurbished its exit, refurbished the whole concrete jungle in front. I'll refurbish the washrooms there out by
Mouse Gate. That's all actually right. A really good choice.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Because those are, they're not the nastiest in Disney World, but they're real close.
That you can see them from there.
You got to figure how many people are blowing chunks in that place after coming off of Mission Space. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. I mean, they're you know, very much sort of straight out of the early 80s bathrooms, and they could use a refresh. I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, throw more emphasis on the fact that Test Track needs a refurb, and I would consider it a positive refurb if all they did was peel off the Tronorail overlay crap and you know, let you play Crash Test Dummy again, and you could still do the car design phase. There's nothing wrong with those two elements together. The whole "you're in the simulation" bit never really worked for me. And I love the design piece that they've added up front, but it's too high concept, and there's not enough real feedback in the beginning sequence of the attraction to really sell the "you're inside the simulation" piece. So, I mean, I guess I'd be happy with it if they just really, you know, amped up the feedback in the first part of the attraction, but I'm not sure that that would help.
No, it needs serious work. Get away from the, what looks like cardboard cutouts and with a little bit of glow paint.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, the problem with Test Track, like those screens that tell you where you rank, you get whiplash trying to see where you're at on them, because
yeah, 90% they're awkwardly of
the
time placed.
Your card doesn't come up yeah. until you're past the screen.
Right.
Right. Like yeah. it's,
they either need to position the screens farther down if they can't get the results faster, or,
right.
you know, they just need to get more RAM installed. Right. I mean, get their results faster. Okay. So we've all done a refurb, so we get to do a replace now. What gets replaced, Terry?
Well, they're already working on Universe of Energy. What was that other building between Universe of Energy and Mission Space? That
yeah. So that's the old, I believe. And Michael, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure you'll remember, but that's the old Wonders of Life building, isn't it?
It was, yeah. Yes, where they had the body wars.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Nuke that, put something new in.
Okay. So just blow up Wonders of Life so that you can make use of the space again. Roy, what do you think?
Without believing the obvious of Universe of Energy, I think Wonders of Life has sort of become festival central, right? At least I know for Food and Wine, it's a big deal. I'm not sure what they do over there for Flower and Garden, but if I wanted to replace anything, I'd probably replace the end of the Mission Space ride too. I know that they tried to gear it towards younger kids who couldn't get on the ride or just didn't think that they were strong enough or could handle the forces that go around it. But, you know, I remember going through that the first time, and there was this one poor cast member who was trying to run some type of group activity in front of that big screen. It was like herding kittens, and it felt like
you're talking about Mission Space Race.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's great, but like I said, this poor cast member looked like he was in way over his head. I don't know. Maybe if they could just find a way to make it a little bit more efficient, I think that would be fine. Right. But that's it.
Yeah, it's probably been 10 years since I've seen any amount of people in there.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael, what are you going to replace?
I'm going to go a little bit simpler. There's a little splash pad as you're walking into Mission Space. That is almost never on. But when it is on, it's like one of those things as a parent, when your kids are younger, it's like, oh, please, you know, they're going to go there and then they're going to be miserable 20 minutes later.
And right, 'cause you're going to walk directly from there to the very well air conditioned Mission Space queue.
Exactly. And it doesn't fit. It's right where they have the, trash can performances and some of the other little sideshows that they have down in that area. And it's one of those things where you step on it and it's kind of like stepping on a sponge because it's never on. I mean, I just don't understand why it's there.
Yeah. All right. Well, Roy, did we do a replace with you yet?
You did. I did okay. The Mission Space.
Oh, that's right. The play area. Yeah. So I guess it's just me. I'm going to replace the, decisions.
Hang on, I didn't blow anything up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, so Tim, you go ahead and go while I'm thinking.
I'll give you a second to think. Because I'm going to blow up Wonders of Life as well. I actually have pictures of my kids from 30 years ago playing on Wonders of Life stuff when it was actually good, or at least better than it is now. And now it's kind of half, you know, what's left of that and half Festival Central, like someone else said. And I think you can just do so much better with that. Blow it up. Nuke it.
All right. So I think I figured out what I want to do. I'm just looking at this map. And what I want to do is I just want to blow up the entire traffic pattern of Future World East and redo it. Because it's just kind of a random spaghetti right now. It's not, and I think that it's unnecessarily difficult to get from place to place on that side of the park. You know, paths that just are sort of twisty in ways that they don't need to be. And, you know, more direct routes, clearer direction from one place to another would just make the traffic flow around that area a lot more smoothly. And that's going to get to be a really difficult area to maneuver when the new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction opens in the University of Energy space, or in the Universe of Energy space, because you're going to have what amount to, you know, two major headliner attractions right next to, you know, on opposite ends of that side of the park. And then a, you know, not unbusy mission space in between them.
Don't forget, Aaron, they're building the new space theme restaurant too.
Well, that's true. So you've got another draw into that. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. So all the more reason to just clean up the whole traffic pattern.
You know, the difference between east and west is over on the west side, at least you've got the water features, you know, around the walkways. Well, you don't get that on the east side. And I think that's what bothers me about it.
That's part of it. It's better balanced if you look at it. You know, there's a pathway, like you can go from the Living Seas and go all the way around to Imagination without having to go back into the central hub, right? Or back towards the central hub even. It's, you can do it from University of Energy to Test Track, but it's a lot harder to do, and you get caught up in the, you know, sort of the plaza area there in front of Mission Space.
Frankly, you can get lost in it.
Yeah, you can. So
yeah, you think about it too, like especially when Guardians of the Galaxy opens up in that area, that entire side is definitely a thrill ride junkie's paradise.
Oh yeah.
So I think you're gonna see a disproportionate amount of traffic on exactly. One side or the other, depending right. on the crowd that you get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. All right. So we basically, has everybody gotten to blow something up now?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. All right. So we're down to our last section, and it's this smack dab in the center of the park area where you have your, you know, fountain. The big fountain is there. You've got the Inventions Pavilions, and you've got a few, you know, restaurant spaces and things like that scattered around it. It's just this sort of core of the park area. And when you look at that area, you know, Michael, what's the thing that needs to be preserved?
Oh, that's hard because there's not a lot there. I mean, there really isn't a lot there. I mean, they're not going to touch the fountain. I mean, that's iconic. I'd actually say preserve Club Cool because it's different.
Right.
I mean, it's flat out different. You get the different, you know, pops from or sodas from all over the world. And just, you know, on a hot day when you're baking out there in the concrete, you can walk into Club Cool, get yourself some free, you know, 4-ounce sodas, 50 of them. And refresh a little bit and stick to the floor.
And dare I say it, but you know, giving your unsuspecting wife a cup of Beverly is the quintessential Epcot experience.
Or just, oh, he said the Q word.
Woohoo!
Or just people watch in there and watch these kids unsuspecting drink the Beverly.
Yeah.
And not realize what's coming.
Yep. All right. So I I'm going to agree with you. That Club Cool is what I would preserve out of that area. Roy, how about you?
Only because I got to get on my wife's good side and she's going to hear this eventually. I think that if I would keep anything, I would keep Mouse Ears or what is that? Mouse Planet, whatever that
Mouse
gift
gear.
Shop is. Mouse Gear. To me, that I think is the best Disney store on property, even better than World of Disney, because to me, World of Disney is just way too overwhelming. Mouse Gear is just big enough that it has pretty much anything you could possibly want I think it also it keeps the whole Disney theme in Epcot without, you know, without it having to permeate everything around you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I know there was a one time where Epcot wanted to sort of be more of a multicultural thing, not necessarily Disneyfied, but you know, this sort of brings it all back together, saying that we are in Disney. And I've never come out of that store without at least spending a couple $100 in souvenirs. So. Yeah, I like that store a lot.
All right, Terry, what are you going to preserve?
I would preserve that wonderful odor that you have.
Do they make that a candle now?
No, but I'm not going. That's bathroom humor that I'm going to bring up here now. So, Club Cool. Yeah, we've got to keep that. That's a great thing. Most everything else in there, I think, needs refurbishing or isn't in danger. Though, you know what? I'm gonna say the fountain, because I'm not so sure that that's as safe as we think it might be.
Okay. So what do you think, Tim? What's in need of preservation?
I am right in line with Terry on that. I don't know that the fountain is as safe as we think it is, and I think it needs to stay.
Okay. So we've all preserved something. Now it's time for refurbs. And Roy, what needs refurbing?
Oh, gosh. I think it would have to be that character meeting spot. It feels like I'm just being herded like cattle, going from one room to another, just snapping pictures, taking photographs, getting autographs, and then off you go. I think they can make that a little bit more of an immersive experience. I don't know how. I'm thinking out loud here, but to me, it kind of seems like, okay, we're going in here, we're getting all the characters, so we don't have to see anybody, we don't have to stop for anyplace else. You know, okay. I think that if they made a little bit more of a destination, I think it would be more interesting.
Okay. We got a refurb of the character spot from Roy. What do you think, Mike?
Project Tomorrow. It's terribly dated. It hasn't changed in about 10 years. I mean, it's a great place for the kids to go in there and play around, but it just needs refurbished.
Has anyone gotten an email from that place?
Not in a long time.
Yeah. Every time I keep throwing my email address in there, nothing ever comes.
You know, did we get something up for DVCC?
No. Roy, it's coming tomorrow.
I get it.
Check your spam folder.
Sorry about that. Gotcha.
That's it.
All right, so Tim, what are you gonna refurb?
What I'm gonna refurb, I'm gonna take out Innoventions East and the Electric Umbrella, and I'm gonna make that whole area food truck kind of thing, where you can experience the same, well, not the same, you know, world cuisines from different, you know, food truck type areas in that whole side of Innoventions.
Interesting. So you're going to bring some of World Showcase into Future World.
Yeah. And just kind of distribute the wealth a little bit, as it were. Give people more choices of something to eat.
All right. I'm going to refurb Innoventions as well. One side or the other, both, they all need it. You know, I just want to see him focus on hands-on activities for kids that, you know, they get so caught up in needing to have sponsored activities that I feel like the sponsor service ends up taking priority over guest service. And as a result, I don't know that we've gotten a truly engaging Innoventions exhibit since, I don't know, the piggy bank game.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been way too long, and there's no reason for it. I mean, there are small science museums in cities all over the country that have more engaging exhibits for kids than are being offered right now in Innoventions. And, you know, instead we get IBM Think whatever. It just, it isn't, it doesn't reflect well on what the park can be. And you know, I have no illusion that Epcot is going to be the great edutainment park that it was supposed to be from the outset. But, you know, interventions can be the outpost of that kind of thing. And there's no reason for it not to be. There's no reason they can't find partners to work with who can help them create these kinds of exhibits without having to make them brand commercials that are commercials first and activities for kids second.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more on that one either.
All right. Does anybody else need to do a refurb before we do our last blow things up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd refurb the walkways. You know, when you, there's a section of the walkway there which has got stars in it.
Yeah.
Or little lights. I don't know, you know, I get that it's a test bit, but they either need to take that out or ideally put that all over. And with the LED lights and that now, they could change the colors, they could change traffic flow with that. I think if they just did that whole center area like that, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, I love that little area, and it would be great if there was more of it. Even, you know, even if it wasn't everywhere, even if it was, you know, just a, you know, like the whole area underneath Spaceship Earth or something, right? So that there was a defined area, but a bigger swath than that one little chunk.
Yeah, looks very out of place now.
So Terry, what do you, you know, you got your refurb, you know, what are you gonna totally blow up? What are you going to replace?
Well, I haven't pissed off our host here yet, I don't think. So I would nuke the heck out of Starbucks.
You know, it doesn't really bother me. I don't love Starbucks. I just don't hate it the way you do.
You know what? That gets a certain crowd out of the way. That area, though, there's so much in that whole scenario that needs to be redone or nuked. Yeah, if we could just do something with the sewer system and get the smells out of there, that would be a massive improvement, worth every penny they suck into that.
I'm gonna bottle that and send it to you for Christmas.
All right, I'm voting that Tim is not my Diz Dad Secret Santa.
Can we have a separate group?
Those who like sewers and those who don't.
All right, Michael, what are you gonna replace?
Tough crowd to follow. I would probably replace the Interventions buildings, both east and west. I mean, they're just, they've totally missed the boat. Everything's kind of gone that used to be fun for the kids to do, or even fun for adults to do with like Sum of All Thrills. And at this point, they're just empty vessels of what they used to be. They're trying to throw in characters to use the space, if they're using it at all. Sometimes it's just a nice air-conditioned place to go sit and eat your lunch. So those need to be replaced.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're not going to totally do new exhibits, then you might as well just blow it up and start over. I agree. All right. So Roy, what are you going to replace?
Yeah. Other than the obvious Interventions buildings, I would probably blow up that pin trading area right in the middle. It feels like it just got thrown right there. It doesn't belong there. I mean, I get it. Everyone likes to trade those pins and everything else, but to me, it's just a miniaturized version of that little pin training station when the Sorcerer's Hat was in front of Man's Chinese Theater. I hated it there. I hated it in Epcot. So get rid of it.
Okay. A passionate removal there by Roy. See, am I the only one who hasn't removed? Or Tim, are we waiting for you to remove something too?
You got to let me blow something up again.
All right. Go for it, Timmy.
All right. Two words. Interventions West. With the exception of Club Cool. Keep Club Cool there. I would still would like to redo that back to some of the ways that they had before. But the other building that's on the north side of that, I don't even know what's in there anymore. unless it's a bunch of maintenance and cast members stuff. I don't even know what's there. So blow that up and stay with me here. If the hotel is going to go over kind of on that site anyway, let's put the DVC portion right there.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. I like where your head's at.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, so my replace is that I want to replace why am I all of a sudden drawing a blank? Because it's the last thing for the entire show. Of course I am. Oh, yeah. Two words. Electric umbrella.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, if you can't figure out how to keep the sewer smell out of the restaurant, then find a different way to build the restaurant. It just right now I get that you need to have some kind of quick service on that side of the park, but when that's the only choice, and you know, when I'm planning trips for people professionally, I intentionally arrange their days so that they're on the other side of the park at lunch, you know, it's silly. You know, it's a restaurant. It's a space that ought to be a really productive restaurant space for them. And I just don't think it is. I mean, I know it does decent business because it's the only choice over on that side, but.
As I say, people do go there.
Right. But they go because they have to, because there's no other choice. I mean, it's that or sandwiches from Starbucks. If you're on that side of the park. And so, you know, it just needs to get replaced. It needs to get completely replaced with a restaurant that, you know, actually belongs in this century and has a menu of decent food, and you know, serves decent hot food on a regular basis instead of, you know, borderline quality food in an atmosphere that is often downright uncomfortable just because of the way it smells. So there's my electric umbrella rant. I don't think I've gone on the full rant in quite some time. Felt good. Got that out. All right. Well, you know, we have been rambling on for quite a while. There's no question that this is a double episode now. So you'll be hearing this 2 weeks in a row, probably with the same intro both times. Sorry, folks. just the way things go around here. But we've had a lot of fun talking about it. Making these changes in Epcot and seeing things change in Epcot. As you can tell, I think we all really love the park, but, you know, it's a park in transition. So, you know, you've heard us ramble on. We'd love to hear your thoughts. This is a good point to mention. We did get some feedback recently from, one of our listeners, Tim Berry. Tim was listening to our Blue Sky DCL episode that just went up a couple of weeks ago and had several comments to share with us, including one that I really liked, which is a Coco-themed show for the Wonder when it's on its Mexican itineraries. Thought that was a great idea. So nice, that's nice cool. Work, Tim. Appreciate that.
Yes.
In any case, just like Tim, you can send us email at podcast@dizdads.com. You can visit our blog, dizdads.com, tweet us at dizdadpodcast on Twitter, or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/dizdadspodcast. And hey, if you got an extra minute, we'd still really appreciate a review on whichever service you're using to listen to the show. It could be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, whatever it is, post a review. It makes it easier for other people to find the show. Until next time, I've been Aaron Rittmaster with Terry Hawkins.
Good night, y'all.
Michael Ty.
Good night.
Roy David.
Have a good night, everybody.
And Tim Hicks.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Our outro music is Whiskey on the Mississippi by Kevin MacLeod. He shares it under Creative Commons license by attribution.